I think the flight is about 20 or 30 odd minutes, and about 15 minutes in, the captain said the winds were that bad that we weren't able to land. He said, "Don't worry, we've got enough fuel to circle for 2 hours." So the lads were a little bit like, "What the hell is going on?" But yeah, we went there, and the referee deemed the pitch unplayable. So we wanted to play, so we ended up playing at local club Vagabonds, which is, if you've ever been to Vagabonds, it's pretty much at the top of a fell. So you're even more so exposed to the elements. I think on a clear day, you'd be able to see for miles. It was a real gritty game where the wind was awful, the rain was awful. It was horizontal rain, but we came out victorious in the end. We won 7-3. I think between us and Burnage at the time, there was only us two teams who had been there in the last 18 months and won. So it was a real mark of achievement for us that. And I think we've kind of kicked on confidence-wise from there.
Just going back to the trip to Douglas, this was meant to be like, a huge event, wasn't it, for everybody that goes across there to the Isle of Man? People were putting that in their diaries. This is going to be a great social event potentially as well, yeah. A great bonding session. And then you get on board a plane. Where were you flying from?
We flew from Liverpool. So the RFU subsidises the flights over to Douglas. But I think that's where a lot of teams slip up. I think a lot of teams see Douglas on the calendar, and they treat it as almost like a team social, or they get the culture of kind of like, we're going on a stag do. And we were very cautious of that, and we chose the decision to fly there and back in the same day, whereas a lot of teams will stay over. So that some teams go with the idea that, we're just focused on what we're going to do after the game rather than the game itself. So yeah, it's an interesting trip to say the least, but a good one, especially if you win.
And you say you had to circle for how long before you were able to land on the island?
I don't think it was too bad in the end. I think it was the fact that the captain said we need to wait for the land wind speed to drop 10 miles an hour before he could land. He said, but don't worry, we've got enough fuel to circle for 2 hours. So I think the lads were a little bit like, a flight from Liverpool to the Isle of Man could take over 2 hours here. So,
has it put you off flying?
No, not at all.
You're all right. Yeah. It's not like that when you go to Ibiza or somewhere, is it, Mallorca for your holidays? And the good news is you won the game.
Yeah. It was a very close encounter. I think we won 7-3. It was so. It was it was difficult for either team to score on the day, but luckily we prevailed.